This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's upset you now?
So I've had a bit of a parking calamity in Manchester. I've been in Manchester for the weekend. It's so hard to kind of know what's the best thing to do when you're booking your own sort of travel and accommodation sort of logistics. So I was in Manchester Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And on Friday and Saturday, I was opening in Manchester, then going over to Chester. So on Friday, I did a gig in Manchester, then went over to Chester. Thursday night, I stayed in Manchester, and then on Friday...
I'm already confused.
Why?
Just what the logistics, the Thursday and the Saturday and the Friday's being skipped.
So Thursday, I did two gigs in Manchester on Thursday. In Friday, I did a gig in Manchester, then a gig in Chester. And then on Saturday, I was back over to gig in Manchester before going back over to Chester.
This is big. This is a lot.
So I had thought that I would get a hotel sort of Chester area on Friday night. And then head back over to Manchester. What I should have done was just stayed in the same hotel in Manchester. I know this now. But, because obviously what that means is...
Can I ask you a question? Did you know... Do you think you...
I didn't say whether or not you could ask me a question. You've asked if you could ask me a question and then asked the question. Yes, you can ask me a question.
That's very kind, thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead. The thing is, now, retrospectively, Do you now know what the answer is, but do you think that deep down you always knew what the answer is? Because I often suffer
probably
from that in life. Yes.
Right, also, the thing is, with Manchester being Manchester, you know, a destination, people are going there for their weekends away, stags, hens, you know, whatever, birthdays, music events, Peter Kay in the arena, as it turns out, which I will get onto shortly. Subsequently, hotels will go up in price at the weekend. So the hotel that I stayed in on Thursday was sort of double the price. So that was a factor. Anyway, if you stay in a hotel one night and then the next night you've got a gig in that town and you obviously have to leave at midday.
Horrendous.
The worst. Which
torture.
Leaves you with sort of like...
Homeless. You're homeless. You're actually homeless.
Yeah, basically time to kill.
Part-time homeless.
To kill time. Manchester is a good one. I was on with Andy Askins. Hey, we must get on this, actually. I always think
that's crazy that we've not done that. There's so many people, but yeah.
So I met him for lunch. You know, he's a good guy. Amazing comic, if you haven't seen him.
We often, when you are in this kind of... homeless interlude.
Yeah.
I would often go to, I mean, this, you know, this is when I was very hungover. Yeah,
sure.
I would often go to...
You're jumping ahead here and you're kind of preempting sort of something that does happen. But yes, you went
to the cinema to sleep.
I didn't go to the cinema to sleep. Went to the cinema to get out of the rain. Let's just do this.
Fine. But I used to go to... I used to actually go to... I used to just... Pause here. I used to go to the cinema and they'd go, yes, what would you like to see? And I'd say, I don't care whatever's on now.
I would say is, on reflection, I think the only thing that this film would have been good for would have been to sleep through.
Okay, this is all right. So you're right. So nice little teaser. You're with Askins having lunch.
A lovely lunch, you know, sort of good long, sort of, you know, chat and nice food. Then went our separate ways. I had parked the parking in the hotel. They had a the
sounds like you broke up.
Yeah, the car park that was opposite the hotel was the car park for the arena. But the hotel had a deal with it where it's 24 hours for 30 quid. Not bad. Last time I had stayed in this hotel was when my car was broken into, which was discussed on this podcast.
Yeah.
With absolutely zero sympathy from you.
Yeah.
And so I was not staying in that car park again. This car park, multi-story.
Good decision.
24-hour security. Peace of mind, £30. I'll take it. Thank you very much.
It is. By the way, it's one floor, but you get read lots of stories whilst you're there.
Carry on.
Did you write the script for that film I saw?
I wish.
Yeah, I fucking wish as well, and I don't say that lightly. So it's now 3:30. My parking runs out at 6:30. Well, 6:23 to be precise.
Okay, it's getting tense now.
It starts raining quite heavily. And a sort of heavy, that's the rain. Heavy, fine rain. Rain almost as annoying as those sound effects.
It's an audio.
That's how
now.
Annoying the rain was. It was sort of almost as annoying as those sound effects.
So there's a storm coming! Hell, there's a fucking storm coming!
I'm by the Printworks in Manchester. I don't know if you know it. There's a View cinema in there. I think, right. Classic thing. I've got 2 hours. But at this point, it's now 4:00. I've got two hours.
Ding. 23. That's 4:00. That's the town clock.
I'm a 3-minute walk from the car park. So I think, right. Let's go in, see what's starting sort of now, you know, that's going to end in time for me to go to get my parking.
That's you looking at what's
so
on, by the way.
So bearing in mind, this is Oscar baiting season, as they call it, as we discussed in the last episode. This is the time of year where the cinema is jam-packed with good films, right? I don't know how in that season... I have managed to... The only film that was starting was a film called Gassed Up. Have you heard of it?
To be honest with you, I have no idea what that would be about.
Well,
is that a family comedy?
No, it's not family comedy. Also, side note, I think... what's it called again? IBMD. IDMB.
IMDB.
IMDB.
But that I enjoyed that.
That is not to be trusted on the day of release. Because what I think happens on the day of release is that anyone involved in the film goes on there and gives it 10 out of 10. That only becomes a good sort of yardstick or, you know, way of assessing how good a film might be about 3 weeks into the film's life.
Oh, can I just say, I've just Googled. For anyone listening now, please Google Gassed Up and just have a look. I wish I wrote this now.
Hold on.
I do wish I wrote this.
What's the IMBD score or whatever it is now?
Is IMDb...
What's the current score? It was 7.1 when I went to see it. I cannot believe that it is still in the sevens.
It's 7 out of 10.
Is it?
It's seven out of 10.
Well, I'll tell you why. I was the only fucking idiot in the cinema watching it. I had the whole cinema to myself. I reckon I'm probably the only person that saw it this weekend.
It's got, sorry, it's I lie. It's gone to 6.9.
Right. I'll tell you what, that'll be in the fives by the end of the week.
Okay. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Paul has looked up. He's at the cinema. What shall I watch? Are all these Oscar-nominated films?
No, hold on. I didn't look up and go, what shall I watch? I was like, I've got 2 hours and 23 minutes. What can I see?
How can I kill my time? Ash, who is trying to earn money to raise his 14-year-old sister and send his mother to rehab, gets caught up with an organised crime ring led by a young and charismatic
after watching that film.
Albanian immigrant. I mean, that is...
I didn't even have time to read the blurb. That's how tight this was. So I thought, I'm the bloke.
I've got a serious film. Well, having even not seen it, just to back you up, you can't call a serious film gassed up.
Also,
it's absolutely. It sounds like it's a children's film about a kid that's got wind.
I wish it had been a fucking children's film about a kid who's got wind, because it would have been
Marvin
more entertaining.
Marvin loves baked beans. Nom, 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 nom. But he has IBS. Gassed up. Coming soon.
I'll tell you what.
Blowing off. There are cinema
you.
If
I had to write a one sentence summary of it, this would be my one sentence strap line. Top Boy meets the Fast and the Furious, and not in a good way.
Yes, okay.
Absolutely
no wind.
The bloke selling the tickets was absolutely useless. He told me Iron Claw was a documentary. I said, he goes, Iron Claw's sort of starting. I said, how long is it? It was too long. I was like, well, that doesn't work. I said, well, what is that? He says, it's a documentary. I said, have you seen it? He hadn't seen any of the films.
Yeah,
but one of the perks of working in the cinema is the fact that you get to see all the films. And wax lyrical, sometimes you'll go in and you get like someone that knows too much about them. And you're like, yeah, it's a kind of, like, all right, ease up with the fucking
the mise en scène is fantastic.
Exactly. Sometimes you'll go to the cinema and Sean is working behind the counter.
I did work at a cinema, at the Odeon Cinema. Thank you very
much.
Did you? Come again.
Okay. So, went in, watched this film. As I say, it was like Fast and Furious. I mean, it was moments where it went 8 miles. It was like they'd watched five films in a week and tried to sort of like do them. You know, at one minute there's a rap battle. I'm like, where the fuck's this come from? But you know, they never mentioned it. Sorry, that is golf balls dropping out of my pocket.
That's
apologies.
What?
I'm going to play golf immediately after this. So
yeah, I hope so.
I do
very much hope so.
So anyway, I went and watched this film. There's only
what?
One. There's one
what?
Point.
What
there's
are
one,
you?
There's what? What do you mean?
What are you walking round Winchester with your pockets full of golf balls?
I'm not walking around Winchester. I don't record my fucking podcast.
Well, hang on. You're at home.
Yes. I'm in my
office.
You've
got golf balls in your pockets at home.
Right. I've just got ready to go. I'm ready to go to golf.
Oh, God, that is fucking ready, isn't it? I want the golf balls in the pocket. Not. I don't want less than a second wasted. This is going to finish. I'm off.
Well, no, what's happened is last time I played, I had the golf balls from that round in my pocket and I've changed the tops that I'm wearing. So anyway, this has got nothing to do with this story. I've got golf balls. I had golf balls in my pockets. They're not even on my pocket now. They're on the floor.
What, you said that like you've won an argument there, and they're not even in my pockets, they're on the floor.
I have won an argument in a lot of ways. Because you're like, what are you? You're a man with golf balls in his pockets. And I'm like, I'm not a man with golf balls in his pockets anymore, am I? I'm a man.
I was,
exactly. So anyway, let's stop trying to fucking derail my story.
No, I'm not trying to. This is the golf balls fell out. This is exhilarating.
Let me just think about this. I would say the performances were okay. And it was kind of, about an hour and 10 minutes in, I'm like texting people going, I am watching the worst film I've ever seen in my life. This is unbelievable. Just so much about it. Like they kept going to a warehouse to report back to this sort of like Eastern European sort of bad woman that was sort of like, I'm like, what the fuck is this? It was sort of kind of like gritty realism, but totally unbelievable. Then at one minute they all met up like for a moped race, and there were some people there on big motorbikes, like Fast and the Furious or Grease. You know, in Grease, have you seen Grease? Where they have like the drag race. So there were so many elements of so many other films here. Anyway, then as it transpires, the fucking useless bloke that had been sort of...
To be clear for everyone, just in case any people haven't, when Paul says drag race, it doesn't mean like RuPaul's Drag Race. It's a different kind of drag race.
Yeah, that wasn't transphobic. That was...
I wasn't saying you were transphobic. There might have just been a confusion that they were picturing this film and they were thinking that everyone was getting done up.
No, I know.
In drag. Come on. Sort of
entering into the banter. It gets to 6:15. There has been a sort of slight plot twist towards the end of the film, which kind of made it feel like you hadn't wasted your time as much as you thought you'd done.
Did have wind.
So you're like, right, okay, well, this is sort of... The last hour and a half of my life doesn't feel like it has been as wasted as perhaps I thought it might be. Anyway, now I've got a slight quandary because I want to see how it ends, but I'm now approaching the end of my parking time in the 24 hours is about to be up. So I'm now stood up by the exit, like I'm leaving a football match. You know, when you like go to leave and you don't want to sort of miss the end, so you're stood in the sort of like exit of the stadium. So I'm sort of stood at the exit of the cinema watching the end of this shit film. And then I end up having to leave. I'm like, I can't make this. So I'm out, back in the rain, run up to the arena. It's now 20 past. My parking runs out 23 minutes past. I can't find a fucking pay station.
Yes, I've been in this situation.
I'm like, where do you pay? So I'm going up to people within the car park. There is an entrance to the arena. So I'm like, hello, mate. Do you know where the pay station is? Sorry, I don't work at the car park. Like, well, you're stood in the car park in a high-vis jacket. You can see how I might have thought you worked here. I didn't say that to him. I thought that, I should add. So I'm like, walking around this thing, and he's like, and a bloke tells me you can pay on exit. So I go back to my car, drive out, I get to the exit. It's now 27 minutes past 6. So I put my card into the machine. So you have an exit, like a discount card and your parking ticket.
Yes.
I've gone over the 23 minutes past. It's now 27 minutes past. So it was supposed to be £13 with a discount. How much do you think it's gone up to?
Oh, remind me from...
So...
13.
So it was £13 for 24 hours with the discount code.
Yes.
That ended at 23 minutes past. It's now 27 minutes past. What do you think it's gone up to? Well, have a guess.
Well, we know it's not going to be light. So why don't you just hit us with it? Because I've got no idea.
£32.
Superb. I'm with them.
Now, if you enjoyed that, but the episodes aren't long enough for you and you want them to be longer, don't worry, they are. They're about an hour every Monday. All you need to do is subscribe at patreon.com/WUYN.
Go to patreon.com. It's a great way to support us. It's bloody good value. In a world that has gone crazy, you know, this is something that remains. You get an hour-long episode every Monday morning. Go to patreon.com/WUYN.
And Paul even sends you nudes.
That does not happen.
But I know, we can wish.